Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson. I am always excited to join you and to share moments with you and to talk about life and to excite you and to just do things that will make you feel good. And while we're just not waiting for the experience of feeling good, I want to share with you that I want all women to feel especially beautiful about themselves. And so for today's show, I want to talk about praying for women across the world. Yesterday was Baptist Women Day of Prayer. And, you know, women everywhere are experiencing life in so many ways. You and I know that we have the power to help change and so since we are experiencing life in some great ways, I don't know what your situation is, but you know, no matter what situation you are experiencing, there are so many more people who are experiencing life. It's just life. So I want to encourage us to pray that they will experience God in everything they do. And I think that, you know, maybe I'm at an age now where I see women who are feeling inferior. I see women who are not feeling the best of themselves, whether it's the situation they're in or it's the relationship they're in or whatever the case may be. But I see women not being as strong as they should be. I see women not doing the things, some women rather, but then I see some rather powerful women. I see some women who are taking life to the limit, living on the next level. So I encourage you today to just pray. Just pray for women, whether those women are experiencing one level or experiencing another level. My prayer today is that all women would experience God in everything that they do. And so in doing so, I want to share with you the prayer that I shared with the Baptist women of South Florida at the Women Baptist Day of Prayer. Because when I think of these women, I think of all women, and I think of international women, women who are everywhere, every part of the world. And it's more like this prayer is more like a community call. And so when we think about it, we have to ask ourselves, who are we? We are women born of the past generation. We are women present in the here and now. We dream of a future that is yet to be. Who are we? We are women made up of all nations and all races. We include people from all countries of the world. We come from down the road and around the corner. Who are we? We represent all cultures and languages. We consist of all ages and abilities. We embrace strangers as neighbors. Who are we? We are called to be God's people, welcoming, embracing, relating, creating. Oh, Lord, we pray that you may strengthen us with power and revelation so that Christ may live in our hearts through faith, firm in love. Help us understand your will, audaciousness, and wisdom in order to fight for your justice. We pray that you may make our hands strong and our voices heard. Grant us humility firmly and discernment passionately so that we may fight not to conquer but to liberate the women silenced by the violence from inequality and abuse, from unjust and discriminatory cultural or religious practices. Transforming God, you turn the Samaritan woman from the excluded other to become a bearer of the gospel of peace, putting in her mouth the song of testimony. Today we pray for ourselves. Grant us that same insight and courage, that same witness of women on the margins, that we too may recognize our place in the gospel story and live it in our lives. Today we pray for women who suffer because what should be uncovered is covered up. Women who have been humiliated, harassed, and stigmatized and dare not tell. Women who have been beaten, tortured, threatened, and cannot tell. Forgive us and your church. Our complicity in silence and concealment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we give thanks for the witness of women, most of them unnamed and unsung, who have refused to be ashamed or silenced, who have stood up and stood out for justice and truth. Blessed are you, gracious God, who has created women in your image. Beloved God, in desire and intimacy, you come to us and know us as a lover. Today we pray for women whose bodies have been violated by rape and degradation, women whose bodies are bought and sold as commodities, women whose cultures reflect them as inferior, as stereotypes, as less valuable than men. Forgive us and your church our failure to proclaim the true personhood of all people, regardless of race, gender, or sexuality. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we give thanks for the persistence of those who struggle for equal rights for women, for an end to sexual violence, trafficking, and discrimination, and for the power of human dignity. Blessed are you who has created women in your image. God of power and presence, midwife of our lives, you encourage and calm us into creativity. Today we pray for women who must give birth in dangerous or squalid conditions, women who are in anguish because they do not have the resources to care for their children adequately, women whose livelihoods are threatened by climate change. Forgive us and your church our failure to overcome poverty and to resist the assault on the poor. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we give thanks to women across the world whose leadership, resilience, and resourcefulness in raising families, resisting despair, embracing new livelihoods, is transforming their communities to challenge poverty. Blessed are you, gracious God, who has created women in your image. Wounded God, you took defenseless flesh and died on a cross. Today we pray for women who are casualties of war and the arms trade, women who mourn the violent deaths of loved ones, women whose potential dies a little more every day. Forgive us and our church our failure to confront the forces of death. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer, and we give thanks for women who have confronted warring powers, challenged violence, and whose lives directed by necessity are moved by compassion. Blessed are you, gracious God, who has created women in your image. We believe in the goodness and value of women, in our strength and health, in our capacity to cry, our capacity to sustain each other, instead of being rivals, in our capacity to respond to the demands of children and carry the weight of daily life, in our openness and desire to continue working, in our spiritual and earthly being full of life, birth, death, and resurrection. We affirm the history of women as the history of humanity. We are gatherers of fruits, peasants, farmers, sewers, workers, mothers, scientists, doctors, housewives, and economists. We give our life. We are hidden workers. Without wages of home and breadwinners in society, we recognize this diversity and versatility. We rejoice in our intuition and our thinking. We confess our faults and fragility because we have accepted violence and injustice in relationship between men and women. We expect a future of faith and hope, working for the day to come in which we and all our sisters will no longer have to adapt to a stereotype, because we will be free to express ourselves as we are, and we will be free to share in all the benefits of human life and work. We hope for a time of despair when violence will disappear and men and women can love and be loved, and the work and riches of our world can be justly shared. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just listened to the voice of Dr. Sharon Johnson. And in this prayer, I pray that you may experience God in everything you do. And one of the things I want to be clear on is that we sometimes are so afraid. But what are we afraid of when our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate? Our deepest fear is not that we are powerful. But our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. So we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, like children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in every one of us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, women, believe me when I say, as we are liberated from our own fears, our presence as women in this world will automatically liberate all the other women in the world. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson. Thank you for joining me on the Cultivate Show. This moment is just to stop and to just reflect on who we are, strong, beautiful women of our world. Stay beautiful, stay fabulous, stay motivated. As usual, you know, you can always find me at www.comtivate.com. That is C-O-M-T-I-V-A-T-E. It's Dr. J, and as usual, you are in the empowerment environment.